No, it's recording.
Yay.
Are you ready, Tyler?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Craig, are you ready? Where's Craig?
Craig's not here, man.
I don't know what... Wasn't he here before? Wasn't he just here? I don't know what the hell happened to him.
He fell into your toilet and flushed away.
Okay, I guess we got to do it without him then.
That's fine.
Okay.
Was it really a loss?
No. Wouldn't say so, but... vignette.
It's a podcast. Evil podcast?
I've never heard that knocking evil before. Podcast?
You might ask yourself, am I feeling...
Not all the lyrics were there either. It's also ironic that he's not here, but he's the one who's singing our theme song.
Hi there, welcome to the Evil Podcast, full of weird technical glitches today, I guess, but I'm your host, Andy, and with me, as always, is Craig Cardboard, is not here, and we don't know where the hell he is, but Tyler is here. Hi, Tyler.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing super. How are you?
Yeah. Do we sound echoey, or is it just in my head now?
I think this is just in your head.
Okay, good.
It sounds fine to me.
Okay, good.
So I mean, I'm out of my comfort zone because you don't get to hear my wonderful microphone.
You have a different microphone now.
Awesome sounding technical stuff that I own.
You have a cheap $30 microphone instead of your $800 one.
It hurts me inside.
Bet it does.
It's not $800.
How much is it?
That was two.
All right. $800.
Yours was $100, right?
$110 or something.
Yeah, mine was only $100 more.
I see.
Only because I didn't trust the Russian reviews.
Yeah.
I mean,
dude,
look,
the best.
Look what Russia will get you.
Uh-huh.
Trump has a president and Andy's microphone.
Yeah. Well, my microphone is pretty good, though.
I guess.
Never gave me any trouble.
Yeah.
What are you also looking at that picture that Craig was looking at?
Which one?
Me in the hockey jersey
without
a beard.
No, I was reading Nabooski's.
Oh, yeah. That's... Filthy cartoons.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think I showed it to you.
I don't know. Maybe.
Nah, anyway, I'll show it to you.
And what's the other picture there?
That's a
spaceship?
Knock. That's a knock of like...
Mass Effect?
Mass Effect, yeah.
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. I got it because I bought a He-Man drawing and you got two for like only $5 more, so I got that.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah.
And Andy also has something on his wall that really throws you off. Because if you know Andy, you know that there shouldn't be a sign up here that says Jesus on it.
It says Jesus loves Sweden.
Does it really?
Yeah. If you if you stand
all it
up and
says
look,
from here,
stand up
is
and
Jesus.
It's in stand up and read it out.
Okay. It does say Jesus loves Sweden.
Uh-huh. In Swedish.
Yeah. Swedish.
Uh-huh.
Did your mom give you that?
No, I actually, me and Alex was in Stockholm and there was some proselytizing guy handing out postcards and I brought it to Canada.
Is there a Swedish translation of the Bible?
Yes, of course.
Is it Biblo?
Biblen.
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 Yeah, of course there's a translation. You know the English version is not the original. Probably.
Well, obviously.
Yeah.
But I mean, I assume that they could only speak English now.
Ah, I see. No,
maybe.
there's a Swedish translation of it.
Yeah.
Anyway, should we get this going with the not the liquor box, but the liquor shelf?
Yeah, I think the liquor shelf would be good.
Should we see if we can play a live vignette?
Sure. I mean, I was going to grab the other acoustic.
Yeah, grab it for because I have one in mind. but.
This feels significantly bigger than yours.
Yeah, it is. Liquor shelf, oh liquor shelf, the liquor shelf is gonna drop on you, and when it drops, so you gotta know what you were doing wrong. Liquor shelf, oh liquor shelf, woohoo!
That's enough. That was terrible. I kept the beat. I was like a bass guitar player right there.
I think you were in the wrong key, but since I know you don't know keys, I didn't tell you what key
to be. Well, if you had told me to change, I would have.
Oh, okay. Huh,
fair. I was just playing bass.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. Okay. We're getting quiet here, so I'll speak into the... So this is actually a cocktail.
that I stole from another podcast I listened to, a Swedish podcast, and he does something called Hawaiian Gay Club. But it
that sounds about right.
Yeah, but it has an ingredient that I can't find here, so I just swapped the ingredient.
Ah.
So give it a...
It's blue.
It's very blue.
It's very blue.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't really smell like much.
No. And now Tyler is tasting it.
It doesn't really... I don't know what it tastes like.
No. Coconut, perhaps?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I know that you put lemonade into it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't taste the lemonade.
No, not really. It's basically one part Malibu rum, one part blue curacao, and one part lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what's the thing that you couldn't find here?
Passoire, which
passoir?
Is... Yeah, it's... instead of the blue curacao, it's supposed to be passoire, which is a passion fruit liqueur.
Ah.
I couldn't find that, but I think this tastes pretty good.
Yeah, I like this.
Yeah, me too. I thought you would. Everybody likes it.
I mean, you have an affinity for blue drinks anyways, mm-hmm. so just I making do. Another blue drink yeah, is I do really love good
my,
for you.
I do love my blue drinks. Oh, and I also put a little bit of... Long Island iced tea mix in it because I okay. usually I put some vodka in because it's not strong enough, but I don't have any vodka. Well, yeah. So next week, if we will do a kamikaze shot, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. This one was pretty good.
Yeah.
I like this.
Yeah. It's pretty nice.
It's going to make my mouth blue for the rest of the night.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
It's a good thing we're recording this at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Exactly. Now yeah. you'll go home to make all your friends Edmonton gay clubs. Because that's what I call it.
That's what we're all about. Gay clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Not that there's anything wrong with those.
Nope.
Yeah.
No, for sure. Anyway, what's been going on with you since I haven't seen you in a while?
Probably since the last time we casted.
Yeah, which was what, 3 weeks ago since something we recorded like that, yeah. or something?
Something. 2 weeks ago. Because, I mean, we record these the day they go up, right?
Yeah, for sure. This is live. This is very live.
We had a lot of cold weather for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that...
I had like 3 migraines in like a week almost.
Is that from your mouth?
That could be. I thought, yeah, I usually get it more when the weather is cold, but my toothaches are probably not helping either.
When the weather outside is frightful, your
fucking wisdom teeth sacked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you haven't listened, I'm going to have my wisdom teeth removed because they're giving me a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny that it's taken you this long to get them removed.
Well, because I had to wait 1 month to get a consult, and then like it was 2 months waiting to get them out. So.
One of the girls that I work with, she basically like came up on a Wednesday and said that she's getting her wisdom teeth removed the next Monday.
Oh, really?
And then had them removed.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe my...
Maybe it's your healthcare.
The one I went to was
dentist.
Looked pretty swanky. I don't know if it's very popular
maybe.
Or something. I don't know.
Either that or they're giving you some high-end tooth removal where they replace it with a computer chip that lets you pick up Netflix on your tooth.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Or Spotify.
Yep. For sure.
Listen to music all the time.
Yep. Let's see what I have here. Oh,
any Swedish news? No,
I actually have some Swedish news.
We haven't done Swedish news in quite some while.
No, you want to do a jingle?
Yeah,
yeah. There's a harmonica behind you if you want to use. That. I think on top there isn't there a harmonica? Hold on. Oh yeah, you found it. Yeah,
yeah. Sweden news. Sweden news.
They really made a difference with the harmonica.
Well, it kept me in tune.
Yeah, for sure. Have you heard who's the world champions in bandy?
No, I haven't.
No.
I didn't follow the championships in bandy.
No,
I should have.
Sweden is apparently the champions in bandy.
Who'd they win against?
I'll tell you because they were facing this team and
Lithuania.
Let's see if you can figure it out by the Swedish girl or whatever was singing the national anthem. Because the finals, it was actually in Sweden this year.
Oh.
So, yeah. Here we go.
Ice bandy or?
Yeah, ice bandy. Okay. Is that?
That's not playing very well at all.
Oh, so that's where the sound troubles come from. Okay, hold on.
There's like a robot there, and he was screwing things up. I don't know if...
The national anthem of Russia.
Well, that's better.
Yeah.
Russia?
Yes. Afro.
We're really struggling today,
yeah,
aren't we?
We are.
Here we go. Oh, no.
It's kind of distorted.
It is, yeah.
She's really out of tune. The Russians are booing.
Huh? Is this a Swede doing the Russian anthem?
I think she had a very Slavic name.
Or is this like a Canadian in Sweden doing the Russian national anthem?
The Russians are just
laughing. Yeah, they do not look happy.
No. Oh, I think there's something wrong with this cord.
Did you plug it in all the way?
Yeah, I think so.
Russia, Russia.
Russians are just laughing.
Poor Russians. Well, isn't that like the all the times a Canadian has forgotten an American national anthem and vice versa?
Yeah.
Kind of like hockey games.
Yeah.
Or that big fat guy who fell on the ice. Did you ever see that one?
Who?
The guy who does the national anthems for Vancouver.
No, I don't think
so. He's like
a
big fat guy with big, like, straggly hair.
Now it sounds better. No.
No.
Whatever.
I guess it wasn't meant to be.
No.
Anyway, she was singing craply and the Russians were saying that disturbed their, like, pregame.
Whatever. And that's why they lost?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some probably were saying that, like, I don't think, yeah.
Sounded like she was just singing, Russia, Russia, this is their national anthem.
Yep. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Damn Swedes.
Yeah. Anyway, so that was the lame Sweden news.
Yeah. Where was the outdoor bandy championships?
In Sweden.
Where?
I'm not sure, actually.
Oh, okay.
Stockholm, maybe?
Stockholm's...
I can look it up if you want.
Soccer field?
I can look it up if you want. It's probably Studentenas then, which is...
university campus?
Yeah, I think so.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Bandy VM... 2017.
Yeah. I'm kind of intrigued.
Oh, Sandviken, actually. Which is in Värmland, maybe?
Northwest, east, south, middle.
I think northwest.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, it can't be north.
Oh, no, Sandviken and Gävle, that's northeast. Yeah. Gävle's like north of Stockholm. Well,
there is no northwest Sweden. It's just mountains.
Of course, well, it depends what you mean north. Midwest, I guess, then.
Yeah.
But like, that's north, too, because nobody lives up north, so we call
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
No, but I mean, like, there's Göteborg, and then there's...
Värmland and Dalarna.
Åre, and then there's nothing
uh-huh.
for, like, hundreds of kilometers.
Roughly speaking.
Until you hit the border of Finland, and then there's a couple of towns up there.
Roughly speaking.
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah.
I mean, that's perhaps my extent of Swedish geography.
Yeah, I'm not good at geography. Geography.
How are you not good at it? You live there.
Yeah, well.
Lived there.
Yeah, well.
You went through their school system. Did they not, like, make you point on a map?
Well, you don't know what's up in the Northwestern Territories either.
Sure, I do. I can point at Nunavut on a map, roughly.
Roughly.
And I can tell you where Yellowknife is, kind of.
Can you know?
And I can maybe show you where Whitehorse is, possibly.
I see.
But I can definitely show you where Alaska is on a map.
Yeah. Let's see what else I got here.
I was going to share, now that we've started talking about silly Canadian crap.
Yeah.
There was Canada news.
Oh, yeah. Canada news. Canada news.
Yeah. This was Canada news from yesterday.
Yeah.
Intoxicated New Brunswick men go through McDonald's drive-thru on a sofa.
Oh, yeah, I heard this.
About this one?
My British friend actually shared that on Facebook, yeah.
Yeah, two men in New Brunswick were arrested after going through a drive-thru on a couch. The couch was being pulled by an ATV at 3:19 in the morning.
Yeah.
And a police officer spotted the couch going through the drive-thru and arrested
But they were wearing helmets, right?
Yeah. When the police officer put his lights on, of course he took off. The four-wheeler did, with the sofa still attached. But he left his two passengers from the sofa at the drive-thru. The two passengers from the sofa or the couch or whatever you want to call it were intoxicated.
Yep.
He got away, but they got the four-wheeler later on that day and seized it. And now they're just trying to locate the driver.
Hmm.
The two men who were arrested were aged 28 and 39.
That's a little bit too old to be doing shit like that.
Well, that's like if you and me decided to get drunk and Craig drove us around on an ATV.
Exactly. I guess so. I'm getting a bit hungry. Do you think we can hook up my IKEA rocking chair to your car?
Possibly. Well, I mean, my favorite was the point you were talking about the helmets.
Yeah.
The police officer, McEachern, said it's illegal to tow a couch through a drive-thru, but the two men were wearing helmets, so obviously safety was somewhat important.
Yeah, well, I'm very responsible of the drunks.
Yeah,
too. Yeah.
You got to be safety conscious, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any helmets?
Yeah,
we could do this.
I don't know, because I don't have a bicycle, so I don't have any helmets.
No, we got Cubs hat.
Yeah, Cubs hat and a Blue Jays hat, yeah. No batting helmets either, so.
No, but a glove.
Yeah. Outfield mitt.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's about it.
That's good.
That I have. Yeah.
Now we can't go on a drive-thru adventure.
No. I guess.
Can walk to 7-Eleven, I guess.
I guess. Man from the future places a 100,000 euro bet on Juventus versus Inter. Have you heard of this?
No, I haven't.
A 57-year-old Italian man walks into a betting center and places a 100,000 euro bet on Juventus to beat Inter Milan. No, this is not the beginning of a joke. This is real life. The man placed a bet on Juventus to win 3-1 on Sunday night with a potential payout of 2 million euros. The owner of the betting center in Italy asked the man whether he was sure about the amount and why he would play such a large amount on such a specific bet. The man's answer: he's from the future and knows what the score will be and has come back in time to use this knowledge to become rich. The game ended 1-0, by the way.
Did he win?
No. He betted 3-1, but it...
Oh my god.
I'm from the future! Like, if he really was from the future, wouldn't he, like, just done it on the Super Bowl?
But isn't like,
the Pats are going to come back.
Doesn't coming from the future to place a bet on something in the past change what the future would wind up being from that point forward?
Oh, you're talking the butterfly effect.
Yeah, whatever. Something like that,
if a butterfly farts in Paris, it's going to be...
Yeah, you're not supposed to do anything.
There's going to be an avalanche in Juventus. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, you might have
a volcano might explode.
Yeah, you might have a point.
Another city might be buried.
Yeah, stupid butterflies. I don't know why they go on destroying the future like that.
Constantly messing stuff up for us.
Yeah. Did you watch the Super Bowl, by the way?
I did, actually.
Guess what my bets was before the game?
I
had very small bets, but still bets.
Well, you had told me.
Yeah,
kind of.
I had.
You had
55.5 points under. Yeah. Under 55.5. Yeah. And I had the Falcons to win, including overtime.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, it was the score was 28-14 or 28-12.
Yeah.
And then the Patriots scored a touchdown.
And that screwed
and then decided, like, oh, let's, no, let's not score, let's not do the extra point, let's do a 2-point conversion. So, they score another touchdown for 2 points. So, it's 28-20. And then they do another touchdown. It's 28-26.
Yeah.
And then they do another touchdown for 2 points, screwing my under bet because it was 56 points.
Yeah.
And then they go ahead and win in overtime. So that screwed
that
my other
bet. Everything up for you.
It did.
But I was reading before.
I did have a tie after the first quarter, too. That one I won.
That's good. I was reading or watching a thing that was talking about how the Patriots had never won a Super Bowl by more than 3 points.
Oh, really?
And
didn't know that.
I think the combined scores in most of their games were under 55.
Yeah.
So to have them win by more than 3 points and score over 55 points.
Well, they didn't score 55
points. No, but just together is very opposite of what their history had been.
Right.
So you made the safe bets and you lost anyways.
I guess, yeah. Well, I don't know if it was a safe bet that they would lose the Super Bowl because they were heavy favorites to come in.
Yeah, but they're 4-2, so they've lost
a
third of their Super Bowls.
Yeah, but still, they won 4.
Yeah, I guess.
So, because they're saying, like, oh, Joe Montana won 4 and he never lost any. But, like, so what? Brady still took them to the Super Bowl
7 times.
Yeah. So, even though I don't like him, but I have to admit he's pretty good, I guess.
Yeah, that's...
Not that I know anything about American soccer.
You love hand egg and you know it.
Hand egg fight.
Yeah, you're all about concussions and CTE and all that nonsense.
Sure I am.
Yeah.
And deflate gate.
Yeah. That makes it even more sweet, though, because he was suspended for the first 4 games of this year.
Which probably benefited him because he's old. He's like, oh, I'm just going to rest for 4 weeks because that doesn't mean anything anyway.
Who cares the first 4 weeks? They'd suspended him for the last 4 weeks, then maybe that makes it.
Well, unless you're maybe the Buffalo Bills, you really need to win every game.
Basically.
But, but for the Pats, didn't seem to matter.
Or Cleveland, who needs to at least win a game.
Maybe. Yeah. Are they really bad?
Oh, they were terrible.
Cleveland what? Browns?
Browns.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like poop.
Do they still exist?
They do.
Didn't they not exist for a while?
No, I think they've mostly existed. Oh, okay.
Doesn't matter.
I don't know exactly.
Yeah.
The best thing was during the Super Bowl, they showed the number of titles that New England has won as a whole.
Yeah.
So the Stanley Cups from Boston, the championships from the Patriots, the Red Sox winning the championships, the Celtics winning the championships, and then Cleveland, or Atlanta, who has had the Thrashers with none, the Falcons with none, the
Braves
with one.
They only won one?
Yeah, Braves won one.
Right.
And the Hawks, their basketball team, hasn't won any. So it was
really? Oh, yeah, not even with Dominic Wilkins.
It was 20-something championships or 30-something championships for Boston and one for Atlanta.
Yeah.
Even worse was the amount of white supremacy versus otherwise. You saw that the clip of that guy during Trump's rally getting punched in the face, right?
The black dude who was leaving?
No, when Trump's inauguration was going on.
Oh, no, no.
There was that woman's march, right?
Yeah.
So
where Madonna said, fuck you.
Yeah. So there was a guy who was dressed like in all black.
Right.
Who ran up.
Like he had blackface?
No. Like he was wearing like a balaclava or something.
Oh, I see.
But anyways, there was a guy who was doing an interview in front of a camera.
Yeah.
And the guy who was doing this interview, he's a noted white supremacist.
Oh, really?
So while this whole patrol thing was going on, this guy in this black whatever runs up and punches him in the face on camera. So there's this video of this white supremacist getting punched in the face that I've seen so many times.
Yeah.
But while the Super Bowl was being played, he tweeted out that he is cheering for the Patriots because they are annually the team with the most white people on it.
Yeah.
They have all the white receivers. The president loves the Patriots, all this stuff. So everybody was super pro Atlanta because Atlanta is the blackest and gayest city in the States.
They're the gayest city in the States. So. Really? Yeah. Atlanta?
Something like that.
It's a bit surprised. I thought that would be San Francisco, but
possibly. But I don't know. This was what I was reading. And then they still lost.
How are you the gayest?
After being up by 20 points.
Yeah. What do you measure that with being the gayest?
That's an interesting question.
Yeah.
How would you measure that?
I have no idea.
Most butts penetrated?
I would think so.
I guess, maybe.
Well, a dude-to-dude hand job would also be considered gay, I guess. I don't know.
If you're both drunk and it's friendly, I don't know.
You have to look into this until next week, Tyler.
I guess I'll have to show you and we'll figure this out.
Yeah. Anyway, let's wrap this up. It's not the same without Craig. Well,
it's better.
Yeah, it is better, but leave them wanting more.
Yeah.
Do you think we can play an outro, or will that sound crappy too? We'll try it.
Give it a shot.
Yeah.
if not a robot starts to sing.
This has been Radio Evil on Pirate Satellite. Goodbye.